again, friend of a friend. I knew you were. I come and go, was waiting for the world to end. Now that the truth is just a rule that you command, you crack the whip, shape shift and trick the past again.
All right, and welcome back to another episode of Midwest Punks Podcast. I'm Carl, joined in studio as always with Brian.
How you doing?
And we're in episode 4 now, so we're kind of getting some traction. We got a couple ideas for some of the following shows that are coming up. We're kind of working on getting some bands lined up to come in. Brian and I are contacting a few people, and we're having some conversations, so hopefully we get some people in here at some point as well. So that'll add to the coolness of the show, I think, and have some people in here playing live, maybe, or well, live for us, you know, yeah, recorded for you guys. But yeah, so we're excited about today's show. Our plans for next week's show is going to revolve around obviously Valentine's Day coming up. So
some punk love songs,
yeah, and we put that out on Facebook. We got a few suggestions already for some people's favorite punk love songs, rock love songs, whatever it is, and. But for this week, we're going to focus on, and I was kind of filling Brian in on this, he's not as familiar, but if you've watched the show Parks and Recreation, Galentine's Day is the day that Amy Fuller's character on the show, Leslie Knope, she made up this fictional holiday, and it's kind of just stuck with people in our time right now that people do kind of celebrate. It's nothing official, but it's basically kind of an anti-Valentine's Day. It's more for ladies celebrating ladies. Leslie Knope put it as it's the it's ladies celebrating ladies. So Brian and I are kind of taking that, and we came up with a list of celebrating some of the ladies in punk. So we're going to play. I mean, this is a topic Brian and I were talking. We have a pretty long list. We probably won't get to everybody, and we could have kept going. There's a lot of different bands out there. We were even kind of loose. We brought in some alternative stuff. Brian, you got some like folky type?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
some, so. The Cramps, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the rockabilly sound in there.
Yeah, and rock, and, you know, and there's obviously a ton. This is something we could do multiple episodes of, and we probably will. So, but for now, we're going to just run through our list and hopefully give you some, maybe bring back some memories from some songs from back in the day, or show you some new stuff that you haven't heard. We have a few local people on here on this list as well. So that's what we're doing today, celebrating the ladies of punk. That's stemming from back, I think, one of the oldest ones on our list. The band was started in the 70s, late 70s. And we have some that are newer, younger bands and still going. So that's our list and our show idea for today. Brian, as always, they can find us on Facebook. And
yep, Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook. Hit us up. Shoot us a direct message, you know, post on the wall, whatever you want to do. Send us some bands. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, and so with that, we put a post out already for you to share some of your favorite punk love songs, and you can do the same once we get this episode up there. Let us know some that you think we missed, and we'll add them to our list for next time. So, let's just get right into it then,
yeah,
as always. So, first up, we were going to start with.
Do you want to go Bikini Kill here?
Yeah. So, Bikini Kill, there was. Are you familiar with the Riot Girl movement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, this movement in punk was kind of, because punk was always kind of for the boys, and girls were kind of mm-hmm. ostracized from that culture as well when it started out in the 70s and stuff, and so this was a movement that female bands started, and they were it was referred to as the Riot Girl movement, and it was kind of a time when women formed bands and showed up at punk shows and started just playing and just, you know, knocking the roof off, and their lyrics were kind of feminist. They pointed out that they were, you know, the way they were being treated at some of these shows and gigs and stuff, And so this movement was kind of like in the 90s, so obviously there were some bands before this, but as far as like on the punk scene, this movement started in the 90s, and there's a couple bands that were pioneers of this movement, and Bikini Kill was one of them. Bratmobile and Huggy Bear were two of the other ones, and Brian and I were trying to find some radio appropriate songs. Yeah, and
a little tricky.
Yeah. So but Bikini Kill has a cool song that we can play on the air, so we try to keep it radio appropriate. We are affiliated with Lakeshore Public Radio in Northwest Indiana, so that's why, hence the Midwest part of our name. But we have Rebel Girl from Bikini Kill that we're going to play. Again, the band was formed in, I think, 90, and they played together for a few years. They've had a few albums. They've come back and, you know, gotten back together a few times on and off. But Rebel Girl is a pretty cool song. And so, Brian, whenever you can cue that up, we can take a listen, and then we'll keep on moving down the list.
Let's check it out.
So that was Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl, and they kind of got that standard punk sound. You can picture them playing in a little dark club somewhere on a stage with people just moshing everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they were pretty cool. I was checking out some of their videos. There's even a couple live recorder videos from back in the like 90s when they were playing somewhere, so that was pretty cool. But definitely something to check out. And while you're at it, give a listen to Bratmobile and Huggy Bear. We couldn't play them on the radio, but they're definitely worth checking out. And they're part of that movement that's referred to as the Riot Girl movement. That's G with three R's, L, Riot Girl movement. Just kind of an underground feminist punk movement that obviously there were some bands that had female vocalists and lead people before that, but they just kind of took it as, it was like a new wave of feminist movement that kind of took over the punk scene in the 90s. But we're going to rewind a little bit from there. And Brian, you got a band that you wanted to play a couple songs for, or a song for?
Yeah, I have a song here from the Cramps. The Cramps, not a lead singer being a female, but the lead guitarist is a female.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you were saying. Yeah,
she's actually she went by the nickname of Poison Ivy, but she was the wife of lead singer. Lux was his name.
Okay.
They started in 76 and played through 2009.
That's a long, long career, man.
Run. The lead singer passed away 2009, so they just kind of stopped everything after that. But she's not doing anything anymore. But as far as prominent females in the in the industry, you know, she's definitely at the top.
Yeah, and she's wailing on the guitar.
Yeah, and I mean they're kind of started the whole the psychobilly garage punk rockabilly like
sound
combo kind of, punk sound, yeah, so they almost like that goth sound kind of came from their style, and so it's kind of it's pretty cool to see the beginnings of that psychobilly sound. Let's check them out. Okay. And here this song is titled Naked Girl Falling Down the Stairs.
Nice.
By the Cramps.
I went to the museum and stood on a chair. Some girl drew a crown by what she didn't wear. She made everybody look up there. It was a naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs. All the way down, she was up in the air. It was a naked girl. Tripping down a staircase. Naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs. All the way down, she was up in the air. It was a naked girl falling down the stairs.
Cramps with Naked Girl Falling Down the Stairs, and like Brian said, they've been around for a while. And singer wasn't a female, but the on lead guitar there, you could hear her hitting those chords. She was, definitely.
Yeah, Poison Ivy. She's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to check them out, and so you can see her.
Yeah, watch some of the videos. They're a little. He's wearing high heels in the video for that song. It's kind of an interesting video.
Yeah. Well, fine by me.
Yeah.
It's all about the music. So, and then we're just going to keep on going. Brian, I was saying we got a long list and we could always keep adding to it. And last time we ran out of time a little bit with some songs we had left. So we can always post more on Facebook. We can put together another episode down the line. But we want to get as many as we can in here today. So moving on down the list and actually – staying around the same period as the Cramps, this is we're going to talk about Joan Jett, and so she's pretty well known. She's a name that has history in the rock and roll industry and everything. She started out with a band called The Runaways, and then she later came out with a solo album after The Runaways kind of disbanded, and she came out with the solo album Bad Reputation in 1980 and had a song on there that, you know, is pretty well known, pretty popular. When you hear it, you'll definitely know it. And
that song got a lot of radio play back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a UFC fan, and so Ronda Rousey was a big deal for a while, and this was her song coming out. So I kind of got everybody talking about Joan Jett when, you know, in the MMA world and sports scene and stuff like that. So just kind of one of those songs. But she is actually referred to a lot of times as kind of the queen of rock and roll and the godmother of punk. So she has a lot of three-chord, loud and fast Ramones-sounding songs. Bad Reputation, I feel like, sounds like it could be a Ramones song. She's got some other notable songs like Cherry Bomb and I Love Rock and Roll. But Bad Reputation just got a really cool feel to it. Like I said, for me, big Ramones fan, and I hear their influence in that. So, yeah, we got Bad Reputation. Obviously, there's a four-letter word in there that isn't really appropriate for radio. So this is an edited version. If you go out and find it, you'll hear the full song. But it's still got the same feel to it. We're just trying to not make anybody
not to
raise any
anybody.
Flags. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but here's Joan Jett with Bad Reputation. Joan Jett playing Bad Reputation. And like I mentioned before the song started playing there, she's referred to a lot of times as the godmother of punk, heavily influenced with the Ramones. You could hear it in that song for sure. I think there's even a version out there where like Marky Ramone was playing with her, and maybe even two of the Ramones were in there playing with her. But you can definitely hear the influence, loud and fast, kind of a song that'll pump you up. And she was around again. She's well known for being with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. She was with a band called The Runaways before that. but this was off her solo album in 1980. And so going off of that, Brian, we were going to kind of stick around the same time era, and you have a band called...
Yeah, the Pandoras.
Pandoras.
Yes. They started around 82. Lead singer was Paula Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
She actually passed away back in 1991.
Okay.
That was kind of the when the band kind of wrapped things up. She kind of... The sound that she was playing with some mod bands and trying to get the 60s sound going. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that influence you'll hear in the band.
Okay.
They had one album that they recorded back in 86.
Wow.
And it was titled Stop Pretending. And
so kind of cut short then.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine what, you know, could have come out with some more albums, more music, maybe even still be around right now.
So right.
That's unfortunate, but yeah.
There's been some members of the band that kind of did some more. They kind of continued the... probably 2010, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. They kind of did a Pandora's albums.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of tried to continue it on, but definitely not the same without her.
So. Yeah, yeah. A lot of times with bands, it's lead singer, it's hard to replace, you know, think Queen and Nirvana, you know, things like that. You just can't replace a lead singer most of the time. So that's rough, but they sound cool. I don't think I've heard them, so I'm interested to hear what this sounds like.
Yeah, and, they definitely have a pretty unique sound. I like the 60s kind of, you know, got that almost early Beatles kind of sound to them. So
yeah,
let's check it out. The song is titled That's Your Way Out.
Cool.
So let's give it a listen and see what you think.
Just the Pandoras with That's Your Way Out, and kind of a 60s influenced garage punk kind of band playing in the 80s. An album that came out in 86. Unfortunately, the singer passed away in 91, kind of cut them short, but really cool sound. You can hear the influence and kind of, you know, I'm sure that they were out on tours and things together, played shows together with like Joan Jett, who was around the same time frame. Kind of doing the same thing, trying to bring out the women in the punk scene in the early days. So
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff going around early '80s with the females in the punk scene for sure.
Yeah, that is really cool. Part about kind of researching things for the show is seeing all the way everything's kind of connected and who influenced who, and then you get somebody who's influenced by them, but they make a twist on it, and then it's something kind of different, and then they influence somebody else who takes a twist on that, and then it just kind of keeps evolving into what we have, you know, now, and kind of the newer bands that are coming out, some of which are just still influenced by the old stuff and just, you know, making a traditional punk sound of their own. So, but really cool to see how it all kind of plugs together. And so that was definitely something that you can hear between, like, Joan Jett and the Pandoras, which we just heard, and then, you know, other bands from that time frame. So what were we going with next, Brian?
We were
going
to check out the Muffs.
The Muffs, okay, yes. Yeah.
One of the members of the Pandoras was actually Kim Shattuck, who unfortunately actually passed away last year as well. So she was from the Pandoras, started the Muffs, and then later one of the members of the Pandoras kind of reunion band that they did. So they did about 10 albums, and they till 2019 when she passed away. She had ALS, unfortunately. But
yeah, that is a long run. 80,
yeah, very long.
Basically, she was on the scene 82, and she...
Yeah, they do some good stuff. Still kind of kept to that 60s kind of sound a little bit. They did some of that, but, you know, they kind of mixed it up over the years. A long run there gives you time to work on your style, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But, cool. We can get right into it and hear what Kim Shattuck did with the sound after she moved on to the Muffs.
Okay. And this song is Weird Boy Next Door.
Yes.
A little weirdo wasted, sitting in a bedroom at the home of mama, and never getting to job. He's feeling all so angsty and never lift a finger, only thinks of one thing, and that's about himself. Someone should shake him and throw him in the sea. He's an empty vessel made of talking candy. Nobody knows why he's such a dud. Oh, he's a boy next door. What a boy. Do not think what he's living for. He's a boy next door. What a boy. Now see, keep away from him. Oh, with a baseball bat. Yeah, he's like a caveman, but he's not as clever. In fact, he's dumber than a common rat. Oh, he's a boy next door. What a boy. And no smarter than a living boy. He's a boy next door. What a boy. Nasty, keep away from him. Oh,
heard Weird Boy Next Door by the Muffs, and we kind of drew the line that Kim Shattuck came from the Pandoras, And after that band was had to call it quits, she moved on, formed the Muffs, played with them, put out 10 albums, you know, kept playing all the way through 2019. So spanning pretty much like, what is that, almost three decades of playing on the scene is what, you know, from 82 to 2019.
Yeah, about.
So really impressive. And then, Brent, you actually found, too, she played on a song with NoFX.
Yeah, I want to play that real quick. Yeah. I love this song and never realized it was her on the album. So, yeah.
And NoFX was on your list of the top five, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so our first episode. Mm-hmm. Brent and I went through the top bands that kind of got us into punk music, and the NoFX was on his. We were talking on the break. I'm a fan of him, too, just not, you know, some people are really big on NoFX. I'm not huge on them, but I listen to them. I like them. So I have not heard this song, though. But that's cool that there's that whole connection of this Kim Shattuck, who had three decades on the scene, kind of early days through 2019, and she played NoFX.
Yeah. This is an amazing song called Lori Myers, and let's hear Kim with NoFX.
That was Kim Shattuck playing with NoFX. That song was called Lori Myers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just again, she started her career on the scene in 1982 and played with the Pandoras, later started the Muffs, dropped 10 albums with them, continued playing until 2019 when she passed away. In the middle, she did this song with NoFX. I mean, that's just an incredible three-decade career in the punk scene, the rock scene, and definitely inspired, I'm sure, a lot of up-and-coming artists and females who want to take the lead in their own bands. And so that's just really amazing. I can't believe I wasn't as familiar with them, and I'm definitely going to check out more of their stuff, which we encourage you to do. You know, anytime we're just kind of giving you a taste. We could sit here for hours and play songs and talk, but we're just kind of trying to give you a taste of a lot of stuff, turn you on to some new stuff, jog your memory of some stuff you might have listened to back in the day that you forgot about. That CD,
like the one coming up right now.
Yeah. So this song that we're going to play right now is by a band, and it's a popular band, but No Doubt. And so No Doubt was obviously, now when you think of No Doubt and Gwen Stefani, you don't really connect them with punk or rock or anything like that. But back in the 80s, late 80s, when they formed, they were primarily a rock and a ska band. They played with Sublime. They toured on, you know, different tours with people like that. And they they had a pretty distinct punk ska sound, obviously led by Gwen Stefani on vocals. They had their ups and downs as a band, but they came out with an album that was probably their most rock ska, punk rock ska album. Was called the Beacon Street Collection, and that came out in 95. But one of the songs I want to play today is called Just a Girl, and it kind of gets back to, as we were saying, some of the bands that we're covering today and others out there during this time frame.
It's fitting for the show.
Yeah, 80s, 90s. This song, Just a Girl, is kind of pointing out that so many people automatically cut her down and assume she can't do some stuff because she's a girl. So she's kind of poking fun at that and makes it sound pretty stupid, which it is. So I think she did an awesome job with the song, kind of pointing out that how stupid it sounds to say you can't do something because you're just a girl. So Gwen Stefani back in the day with that rock ska sound, and I dig it. I always, when I hear Spiderwebs or Just a Girl or any other songs like that on the radio, it always gets me. So here we go. No Doubt, Gwen Stefani, and Just a Girl. So bringing a little ska into our lineup today was Gwen Stefani with No Doubt back in 86, early 90s. They came out with a couple albums that were heavy on the punk and ska sound. And actually, I came across a song with them in Sublime called Total Hate 95. Not one that I remember hearing, but I know that they did tour a lot together and stuff. So that was a really cool song. If we get some time at the end of the show, we'll throw it in. Otherwise, Brandon and I were talking, maybe we'll focus a show kind of around the ska sound and ska influence and punk. So, otherwise, let's keep on moving. I got another band coming up, Veruca Salt. Brian, you familiar with them at all?
From a little bit.
Back in the 90s?
Didn't listen to them a ton.
Yeah. So an all-girl band. That name might sound familiar. In last episode, we had something that was connected to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Do you remember what it was?
That was the Smoking Pope song.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they did a cover song of the Willy Wonka song. They did a cover of the Willy Wonka song that
Pure Imagination, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so again, Veruca Salt, they got their name completely from the character in Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory, the snotty brat that was known as Veruca Salt. I think she's the one that turned into a blueberry or a plum or something.
Yeah.
But that's where their name came from. They were an all-female band in the 90s. They have a song right now called Seether that we're going to play. There's been a couple bands that I know I can think of, like Bush, I think, has a song called Seether or something. So I had to look up what Seether meant. I didn't know what it meant. And it's a pot to boil things in. So I guess that's what the song kind of refers to. Like, you can't avoid the seether. So, like, you can't avoid things boiling. So they're kind of telling women to just let it out. You know, don't fight your instincts of trying to conform to what society and maybe people on the scene want you to. So they're just telling them, you know, don't fight it and go out. So again, staying on message with some of the bands we're bringing to you today. So I have Veruca Salt, Seether, whenever you're ready to pull it up, Brian.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Hey, little ghost, are you haunting me right now? 'Cause I feel a little chill and the door's not open. Anyway, I love you when you're when you're gone.
Veruca Salt right there with Seether, and that was a live recording at a concert they were at, but it was pretty cool to see the whole crowd just moving and
do you know where that concert was?
I don't. Okay. No, I don't know if it says on the video, but it looked like it would have been like a Warped Tour or a Lollapalooza or something like that. But yeah, it's always cool to go to those kind of shows and just really any show when you got a punk or a ska or a rock band, just the way the crowd is, the moshing, the jumping, the crowd surfing, it's all just so cool. We've talked about that a couple times, but I really enjoy that when I go to a good show. So let's keep on going, because again, man, an hour goes quick when we've got good music playing. That was Veruca Salt. We have another song, Brian, you got coming up.
Yes.
And I'm anxious to hear this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this band. I was just kind of ran across this artist when I was digging around for other bands. Sincere Engineer is the name. She has been kind of doing the Chicago punk folk scene for a while now, and it sounds like she had her first album in 2017.
Okay.
And it's the only album she has. It's called Rumbethian. I don't know what that means. I tried to look it up, and it's not.
Sounds like you nailed the pronunciation. So better than I would have done.
Yeah, I've read it a few times, maybe.
And that's the singer's name is Deanna.
Deanna Bellos.
Bellos.
Yeah, she's cool. From the Chicago area, and I don't know how old she is. She says she's been into punk music since she was in her junior high age. So. She looks younger to me, but
probably influenced by people we've had been playing on on today's show. So
sounds like she's done a lot of stuff like Bandcamp kind of things online and kind of got herself going with that. But I took a listen to the album, and it is outstanding.
Yeah, I know. So I got
pretty impressed. So
anxious to hear this, and then I'll have to go back and check out the rest of the album.
I have been pretty much listening to it nonstop since I heard it. So
Chicago-based, maybe we can find her playing somewhere local pretty soon. So.
But yeah, let's get right to it and quit talking about it and hear what Sincere Engineer sounds like. This song is titled Overbite. We're going to have Jose edit some stuff out of this one, but we'll play it and see how bad.
So it's not your radio cutting out. It's us trying to keep things radio appropriate.
Better.
Sincere Engineer. I like that. I'm glad you brought that in here today, Brian, and I'm definitely going to go back and hear the rest of that album. And
yeah, check it out.
While that was playing, I pulled out my phone and followed them on Facebook, and I'm going to try and see if they're playing any shows around here. That's an awesome sound, and I'm literally going to go back to my desk and have that playing while I finish out the work day here. But no, that's a cool sound. I like it. And local, she's current, so that's really cool. And I hope you check them out as well. Sincere Engineer, that song was called Overbite.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're going to keep moving because we're going to try and squeeze in two more songs, running out of time. But kind of sticking with somebody that's still touring, current. They come to Chicago a lot. My wife and I actually went to go see them at House of Blues like 2 years ago, I think it was, two and a half. The Interrupters. So this is a band that's on the Hellcat record with that's led by Tim Armstrong from Rancid. It's kind of part of the Epitaph, which is from the Bad Religion guitarist's label. And they are ska, but they have obviously the punk roots. They do a lot of they're in a lot of random things sometimes. Like Tim Armstrong from Rancid does like Tim Timebomb and Friends, and he has everybody from rappers to folk people. I just saw something on Facebook where they played they had a whole bunch of random musicians together and played like a more traditional kind of song with the big drums and stuff in it. So it was really cool. But they it's three brothers, and they had their own band, and they met Amy Interrupters, what they call her, but her real name is Amy Allen. And they met her while they were out on tour, started writing songs together, formed the Interrupters. And they've had some pretty good success. You hear them on the radio sometimes. They're playing House of Blues. They're playing tours. Definitely encourage you to check them out. But we're going to play one song for you real quick called Take Back the Power.
Plan for tomorrow. Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Show up in black suits on your street and I'm in boots and then silence you. What you gonna say when they strip your rights away and the tax man makes you pay for every bit of sweat you've been today? Oh, we don't need to run and hide. We won't be pushed off to the side. What's your plan for tomorrow? Jerry must discuss. Say you don't look like one of us. We're gonna turn. Now the court has been adjourned, and the lessons that you've learned are not as many as the bridges burn. We don't need to run and hide. We won't be pushed off to the side. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a
Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your
Interrupters. That's a really cool band. Found a couple years back. My son, is when he was a baby, he loved listening to them. We saw them live. They really rock. And Amy and vocals there just belted out. You can obviously hear the influence from some of the other bands we've played today. But we're going to try and wrap it up here, play one more song. There's others on the list we didn't get to. We'll post them on Facebook. We'll make another episode. But we do have one more song we're going to try and play out with. So thanks for tuning in again. Episode 4 in the books. We're going to keep going. Got a couple ideas. Couple people we're looking to get to come into studio and talk with us and play some music for you. So we're going to play out with another band, Brian, on your list, and one of our VP of radio operations here, Tom Maloney, his ones that he encouraged us to check out.
Yeah, he told me about these this band. They are from Sydney, Australia, and called Stand Atlantic. 2014 is when they formed. And the singer is, her name is Bonnie Fraser. Mm-hmm. And they have one full-length studio album called Skinny Dipping, released in 2018, and a handful of other EPs and singles that they've done. But, yeah, checking them out. They're pretty Stand Atlantic. We're going to
play out check with out. Them. And yeah. So thanks for tuning in again. Find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Midwest Punks Podcast, and share us some of the local bands you like, some suggestions for songs, things like that. Just stay connected with us, and we'll keep on going. So right now, Brian, you got Stand Atlantic.
Stand Atlantic. Here we go.
Leading to the selfish havoc. I'm lonely in my own bones. You're unwaving where you stand. Stitch me into all your plans. Just like a cherry stone. Temporary fleeting thrills keep me bruising, make me ill. My skin has lavender tones. Tell me I'm a loaded gun. Tie me up and come undone. I could cover it up. I could cover it up. I could cover it up. Red up.